Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, October 21st. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's following up on a promise to implement a national vaccination certificate for domestic and international travel. He says all provinces and territories have confirmed they will be moving forward with a standardized national proof of vaccination. Saskatchewan, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and the three territories already are using vaccine passports. Trudeau didn't give specifics on how those passports might be received internationally, saying traveling Canadians should look at what is required by the countries they plan to travel to. The federal government also said it will end some pandemic support programs next week. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland told reporters today that on October 23rd, existing business and income support programs will end, and the broad-based support that was used at the height of the pandemic will be replaced with programs targeted at those who still need help. Freeland says the hardest-hit business recovery program will be available to employers who can show they have faced deep and enduring losses. It will provide support through the wage and rent subsidy programs. The subsidy rate for this group will range between 10 and 50% depending on your revenue loss. Freeland said there will also be a new lockdown support program in case some parts of the country have local lockdowns. South Bruce Peninsula has retained a consultant to prepare a feasibility study and business plan for the proposed new administration building and community hub in Wyarton. They'll aim to determine the viability and community demand, priorities and phasing of recreation and cultural facilities at the proposed community hub on Jenny Street. Council approved a recommendation at its meeting on Tuesday to award a roughly $50,000 contract to McQueen Galloway Associates for the work. Mayor Janice Jackson.
And while they're doing that, we are going to be going out to the public and spending a significant amount of time determining exactly what our community wants in that public space.
Jackson says it's possible work on the first phase of the new administration building and community hub in Wyarton could start as early as April 2022. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 24 points, the Dow Jones is down 6 points, our dollar is trading at 80.83 U.S. cents, down 34 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is 82.66, down 76 cents a barrel. In sports, Major League Baseball playoffs continue tonight as Game 5 is set to go in the National League Championship Series at Dodgers Stadium. The Atlanta Braves hold a 3-1 series lead after last night's 9-2 win over LA and can advance to the World Series with a win tonight. Game time is 8:08. Meanwhile, the American League Championship Series is set to resume tomorrow night with Game 6 in Houston. The Astros beat the Boston Red Sox 9-1 last night for a 3-2 series lead. 10 games in the NHL tonight, including the Montreal Canadiens at home against the Carolina Hurricanes, while the Ottawa Senators take on the San Jose Sharks. Tomorrow, the Sharks are in Toronto to face the Maple Leafs. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road tonight to face the Windsor Spitfires. Game time is 7:30. The Knights of Meaford are also in action tonight in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. They host the Bradford Rattlers at 7:30 at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Centre. And the Canadian men's national soccer team has cracked the top 50 in the FIFA world rankings for the first time since 1997. Canada climbed 3 spots to number 48 after another undefeated CONCACAF World Cup qualifying window earlier this month when the Canadian side earned road draws at Mexico and Jamaica and defeated Panama 4-1 at BMO Field. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.